Let's turn our attention to what's playing out over in Washington. Senators have agreed to a short-term deal to keep the government open, but both parties voting to raise the debt limit by $480 billion yesterday. The deal heads to the House next week, but we could be having this discussion all over again in a few months. Let's bring in our very own Rick Newman for the very latest on this. Rick, this feels like a familiar story.
Afraid so. It's a kick the can strategy. So we don't have to worry about this probably until December and possibly until January. But the Senate last night passed a bill that would raise the debt ceiling by $480 billion. The House is going to come back in session next week and probably pass that on Tuesday, and President Biden will sign it. So the government will be funded until then, but it's going to come back around. And in the meanwhile, the drama in Washington is basically going to surround this question of whether the Democrats can pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill that has already passed the Senate but got bogged down in the House. And then, of course, the bigger spending bill the Democrats are having major arguments among themselves about. So there's going to be a lot going on in Washington. These things are all intertwined. And then the other, I guess you could call it the fourth thing, that's on the calendar for later this year is the government is going to run out of funding again in early December. So these things could all get connected and intertwined once again, or Democrats could find a way to break them up, perhaps pass some of the infrastructure legislation, let's say, before they have to get to this question of the debt ceiling and funding for the government. So we can forget about it for a little while. Markets will carry on, but it's coming back, as you pointed out, Akiko.
So, Rick, what are those 2 months by? I mean, is it like you said about the conversations that need to happen within the Democratic Party on a number of pieces of legislation? Or is this just sort of, you know, we can't come to an agreement now, let's revisit in December?
I think you have to break apart these different pieces of legislation to figure out the rationale for what's going on. So with the debt ceiling, every time this comes up, this is a fake man-made crisis that does not have to happen. But the reason that it happens is Democrats and Republicans each want to play this game of brinkmanship to see how much they can damage the other party. That's entirely what it's about. It's who can gain political leverage by being able to tar the other party evil, either as completely irresponsible and willing to wreck the whole government, or completely fiscally reckless and willing to borrow ungodly amounts of money. That's all it's about. It's not about anything real. It's just about gaining political advantage. It would probably be a relief for everybody who's following these issues if the Democrats could pass the infrastructure bill, which does have some bipartisan support. And then whatever they're going to do with this other spending bill, just get to the finish line on that. But of course, that is a big battle of its own between progressives in the Democratic Party who want tons of spending in a kind of a transformation of the government's role in the economy, obviously a bigger role, and conservatives in the party who we've been talking about for the last several months who say that's too much and voters don't want a revolution. They just want some incremental improvements. So that argument's going to continue, and it's just going to be one sort of maelstrom kicking up again in Washington, D.C., starting around the middle of November, let's say.
Yeah, we all got that to look forward to here, Rick. We'll be waiting to see what happens out there. Rick Newman bringing us the latest there out of D.C. Appreciate